today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow, so be with us.
Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Friday, is the 24th of Rabiul Awal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter At-Taha, verse 132.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى.
And enjoin prayer upon your family and people, and be steadfast therein. We ask you not for provision, we provide for you, and the best outcome is for those of righteousness.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Whenever the life of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, was straightened, he recited the mentioned verse and then he told his family members to establish prayer. The reason of it is that this very prayer for you and your household is the source of sanctification, serenity of the heart, mind, strengthening of the spirit, and duration of the remembrance of Allah.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty, the sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
We have spoken about waiting for a better tomorrow. This is another part. Some days suck. This is true no matter who you are, where you work, how much money you make, or how many good relationships you have in your life. Sometimes there is nothing you can do to control or manage your state of affairs to recover the day, and you're left riding out the bad day until it's over. You can't change the past, and there is usually not a lot you can do to change your present circumstances. But don't let that fool you into thinking that you can change how tomorrow will play out. With the right attitude, a solid plan, and the right tools at your disposal, even a chaotic day can become manageable. Don't let one bad day ruin the rest of your week. Take action now to make sure tomorrow becomes a better day.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. In this virtual, we are going to talk about how to make a better tomorrow. What happens in case a person comes to this world, he has some duties and responsibilities. It's not the case just to use up and eat up and consume and do not produce anything for the others. No, we have some duties and responsibilities in this world, in our family, in smaller societies, in society, and in the world itself. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, chapter Al-Imran, verse 130, يَا يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَا أَضْعَافًا مُضَاعَفَةً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you have faith, do not exact usury, twofold or severalfold, and be wary of Allah that you may be felicitous. Again, we are not here just to eat up and treasure up whatever is in the earth. So it's our duty to plan and to produce something for the others. So we have our responsibilities. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here wants to tell us what we have to do. So in the surahs and ayahs that we have looked at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers disobedience to the truth and disbelief in God's promises as an example of the destruction of peoples and nations. And here we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejects absolute consumerism. And he calls man to strive and produce in order to serve the society and the same species and the other humankinds and the same species of humankind. And salvation in the shade of righteous deeds and abandoning vices is defined as the destination of man. So we need to say that in our today's world, which is pregnant with major events and developments in various fields, and the speed of social, economic, and political changes is increasing, planning and foresight have become more important, and we are understanding and seeing the importance of this important issue. And man today by himself is more and more caught up in material and mental concerns. So this statement means that the man has not been successful in understanding issues related to planning and other sciences. Because when there is no planning and foresight, the result would be what? Chaos, mental concern and mental and material concerns. So thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for your staying tuned and listening to us. Till our next show, I live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Dear listener, because in this part we'll look at the new you, your time is your asset. Work is the vocation of living. Idleness is death. Time idly wasted is even more severe than death. Wasting time cuts you off from Allah and the hereafter, whereas death cuts you off from worldly life and its people. This world is people's farm, whose yield they harvest in the hereafter. Those who sow nothing in this world will reap nothing in the hereafter, only losses and regrets. Many are heedless to the gifts of health and leisures. Prophet Muhammad said, two blessings which many people do not appreciate, health and leisure. Many people with healthy bodies and plenty of time wander aimlessly through this life without hope, occupation, or a cause to which to dedicate their life.
Ya ilahi,
what do you think about committing to having a better day? This is among the list of things to do right now to make tomorrow a better day. Yes, commit to having a better day. This is far more important than it seems. How you feel about and react to the world depends largely on your frame of mind when experiencing things. If you're feeling impatient, angry, and like you're having the worst day ever, a traffic jam is going to seem incredibly frustrating. If you set out thinking that the day is beautiful and that nothing can keep you down, a traffic jam might seem like a good opportunity to listen to that new album you've been meaning to hear. Make a commitment to yourself right now that tomorrow will be a better day and invest in that belief. You'll be amazed what an impact it has on your outlook.
Allah Azza wa Jal could forgive you, forgive yourself as well. You are not the only sinner on this planet. You are not the only person that committed a sin or a crime or has a past. Everyone has a past. If you've committed a mistake in the past, others have committed mistakes in the past. If you've done things that you're not proud of, everyone has done things that they are not proud of. It's relative. It varies from person to person, but we all have mistakes. Every person has done something in the past that they're not proud of. We are humans. To be human is to have errors, is to have sins, is to have mistakes. That is what being a human being is all about. That you're not perfect. Although you're not perfect, but you try to improve. That is the essence of being a human being. That you have mistakes, but you can still move on and you start fresh and you make amends and you repent and you seek forgiveness and you move forward. You need to stop the stress. You need to stop the anxiety. You need to stop the depression. Yes, embrace your past. Acknowledge the past. Do not deny it. Do not deny it to yourself, not others. Do not deny it to yourself. Embrace your past, embrace your mistakes, but now move forward. Recognize that you're not perfect. Recognize that you've committed mistakes. Recognize it, admit it, embrace the past, but now move forward, move on. Start a new chapter in your life. Begin fresh and new with Allah Azza wa Jal. At-ta'ibu min al-dhanb kaman la dhanba lah. He who repents from a sin, it's as if he never had a sin in the first place. So if Allah is willing to start fresh with you, be willing to start fresh with yourself. Give yourself a chance. Don't be so hard and harsh on yourself. Give yourself a chance to move forward, to make amends, and to fix the mistakes of the past.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over, so inshallah we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us on parstoday.com/en. We're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow. Till tomorrow. في أمان الله.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي
علي إمامي.